Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Sometimes holidays are very stressful. It's supposed to be a happy time, but sometimes we get a little bit melancholy. Does that affect domestic relationships?
Even though the holidays are a great time of the year, unfortunately, there are families and relationships that are under a lot of stress, whether it's money or relationships or kids. All of those things sometimes can build up and can create a domestic violence incident. I'm not sure if all of our listeners are aware that one in every four women will experience domestic violence sometime in their lifetime. 1.3 million or more women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner each and every year. Even today, 85% of domestic violence victims continue to be women. Historically, females have been the most often victimized by someone they knew and someone they loved. Females who are between the ages of 20 and 24 are at the greatest risk of non-fatal intimate partner violence. Even with all of the steps forward in trying to have better training for law enforcement to be much more sensitive to the whole intimate violence challenges that face law enforcement, most cases of domestic violence are still never reported to the police.
I've heard a statistic, too, about officers that are called to domestic situations. That's one of the most dangerous calls.
It really is, because unfortunately, when you put an officer in a volatile situation between intimate partners, it's very easy for those intimate partners to turn on the police officer, because at the end of the day, even though there may have been an assault, it's still a loved one, whether it's a healthy relationship or not. And those become sometimes the very most risky kinds of crimes that police have to deal with.
Police officers need a certain amount of continuing education throughout the year. Is there special training for dealing with domestic violence situations?
That's part of the basic law enforcement training course that all police officers go to. Here at Parsons, we're also going to be looking with some of our partner agencies, such as the Sheriff's Office, to cross-train our officers in crisis intervention team training. That is going to be a partnership between our agency, the Labette County Sheriff's Office, and also the County Attorney's Office, that we're going to try to grow that training and bring it here to town instead of sending one or two officers away. We want to try to get as many of our law enforcement folks cross-trained to put more skills into their tool bag to help de-escalate and resolve situations as peacefully as we possibly can.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.